Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
You want to stay there with the fire of your life getting dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, and finally it just blurs out into oblivion? Solomon says, you want fire, purpose, passion in your life? These parables will point you right to it. We are to have a rearview mirror if we let the good times roll and look back and remember what we've learned in the past, who we met in the past, the great experiences in the past, the good, the bad, the different, the ugly in the past. We are to remember that. That prepares us to celebrate, prepares us to rejoice.
The truth is, Christians can have fun and enjoy life. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young shares his message, Stuck in a Rut, and shares how you can have a renewed passion for life. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we dive into today's message, we want to help cultivate and bring new power to your prayer life by sending you the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. This journal includes inspirational readings and plenty of space for you to write down thoughts, prayers, and how God is moving in your life. When you're able to remember all the things God has done, your heart is filled with gratitude and praise for Him. We want to send you the Winning Walk Prayer Journal as a thank you for your donation to help the Winning Walk continue to reach you and people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So get your copy of this journal when you call and give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Stuck in a Rut, Part 2.
In about 1912, this beautiful ship, most expensive ship ever made, on its maiden voyage, who's who was on board, and they advertised this ship cannot be sunk. And they put all of their stock in the steel of the hull. How it was put together as a catacomb, and they had five different chambers that were airtight, that gravitated 16 different steel chambers. And they said, if something would penetrate one of these airtight chambers, it would seal itself and the ship would still stay afloat. They put all their eggs in that kind of engineering, that kind of thinking. Therefore, they came to icebergs. They said, full steam ahead, this ship can't be sunk. And they ran to an iceberg. It pierced one of those airtight steel compartments in the hull. They said, well, the rest of them, they haven't been penetrated. But what they didn't know was when they pierced this, the water pressure and the power, they had steel horizontally around the ship. But when it pierced this, the water was forced with power and came down in the other areas of the ship vertically. And they went down to the bottom of the ocean. They put all their eggs in the basket of pride. We're invincible. We can't go down. What is Solomon saying? He says, cast your bread on the water. Watch what happens. Invest in life and people and things that make a difference. And then he says, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Then he comes and gives us another parable. And by the way, put these things in practice. Fire will come back in your life, purpose in your life. Verse 3 following, if the clouds are full, they pour out rain upon the earth, and whether a tree falls, what's he saying here, by the way, you're going to see is don't put off to tomorrow what you can do today. He's saying, Nike, victory, do it now. And he says, and he moves on. South or toward the north, whether the tree falls where it lies, he who watches the wind will not sow, and he who looks at the clouds will not reap. Just as you do not know the path of the wind and how the bones are formed in the womb of a pregnant woman, so you do not know the activity of God who makes all things. What is he saying here? He is saying, if you want fire to come in your life, you have to understand and realize that you're not in control of all of this. You have to come to realize some very practical words of truth about life and where it comes from. And there's a capriciousness there. There's a unsteadiness there. And then he talks about in verse number 6, sow your seed in the morning and do not be idle in the evening, for you do not know whether morning or evening sowing will succeed or whether both of them alike will be good. He's saying very simply here that we just sow seed bountifully. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9 said, just sow bountifully. If you sow bountifully, you may have a bountiful harvest. If you sow sparingly, not much is going to come up. So he's talking about the fundamental law of sowing and reaping. And we just delay. We say, well, it's not the right time for me to do that. We put this off. We put that off. We procrastinate it. Solomon said, do it now. What are you waiting for? Decide now. I read about a Georgia farmer, and he was in an old shack, and a car pulled up. A man asked for directions, and the farmer gave him directions, and the man said, well, how's your cotton crop coming? He said, I ain't planting no cotton this year. He said, why? He said, boll weevils. Okay. He said, tell me how your corn crop is doing. He said, I ain't planting no corn this year. He said, why? Well, they said, we're not going to have much rain. He said, what about your potatoes? He said, I didn't plant any potatoes. Why? Potato bugs. He said, what'd you plant? He said, I didn't plant anything. I'm playing it safe. Some people take their whole life and they play it safe. Listen, there's never a perfect time for anything that we're trying to decide on. Some people have the idea, well, I can't decide about Christ. I can't decide about the church. I'm just going to wait and see until my life is perfect. I get a lot of moral things straightened out, and I have new understanding about being a Christian. Ravi Zacharias was speaking at the Harvard Veritas Forum, and he simply presented Jesus Christ, biblical truth. God revealed himself to man. And he talked about Christ in you will give you a new life at Harvard. When he got through, one student lifted his hand. He said, I believe all religions are the same. He said, I believe there are many paths that go up to the top of the mountain. And it doesn't matter which path you take, as long as you're sincere, we'll all reap the top together. He said, I believe all religions are the same. And Ravi said, You're right. All religions are the same except for the nature and character of God, the identity and a definition of man, except for ethics, right and wrong, except for the understanding of cosmology, the universe. He said, except for sexuality, except for suffering, except for relationships. He said, except for your eternal destiny, heaven or hell. He said, just with those few little minor things, you're right. All religions are the same. Let me tell you something. He who was at the top of the mountain made a path down to the bottom of the mountain and came where we are and provided a way through Christmas and Calvary and Easter that we can go back up that path up the mountain. And that is a simple definition of Jesus Christ and of Christianity. Well, you know, I don't know about all of these things. You want to stay there with the fire of your life getting dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, and finally it just blurs out into oblivion.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. But first, with Thanksgiving and Christmas upon us, it's the time of year many think back on the year and ponder how God revealed himself. But after a long year, it can be difficult to recall all the ways He's moved in your life. That's why we want to send you the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. This helpful resource gives you a place to write down your prayers, track how God has answered, and read devotionals from Dr. Young to help deepen your prayer life. This journal is our way to say thanks for your generous support that allows the Winning Walk to share proven truth from God's Word with you and people all over the world. So call today to get your copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now, here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
Christians are to let the good times roll. And fire comes back when we cast our bread on the water. It comes back buttered. Man, that brings fire back to us every single time.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So, we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video clips. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now here's Dr. Ed Young once again with more of today's message, Stuck in a Rut.
Solomon says, you want fire, purpose, passion in your life, these parables will point you right to it. And he says, don't put off to tomorrow. What do you need to do today? Well, I'm going to decide about God and Christ someday. Now is the time of your salvation. Now is the time of the put together. Now is the time to step out and take that wonderful, confident leap of faith. And then he comes to the end, and he does a fabulous thing here. The last proverb he gives us, you find in verse 7 following. He says simply, let the good times roll. You like that one, don't you? Christians are to let the good times roll. And fire comes back when we cast our bread on the water. It comes back buttered. Man, that brings fire back to us every single time. And then when we don't put all our eggs in one basket, we've diversified as God works and leads and moves with His Spirit providentially in your heart and in my life. That'll put fire back within us. In verse 7, the light is pleasant. You're in the light. It is good for the eyes to see the sun. Indeed, if a man should live many years, let him rejoice in them all. And here's our first word. He says, let him remember. Look at verse 9. And rejoice, and let him remove. We are to have a rear view mirror if we let the good times roll and look back and remember what we've learned in the past, who we met in the past, the great experiences in the past, the good, the bad, the different, the ugly in the past. We are to remember that. That prepares us to celebrate, prepares us to rejoice. He says, young man, during your childhood and in your heart, be pleasant during the days of young manhood and follow the impulses of your heart and the desires of your eyes, and you know that God will bring you judgment for these things. Very interesting passage there. He's saying we are to rejoice. There are things that we see that we can appreciate, we can rejoice in. He said there's things we can't see. That's the passion of our heart. But said, remember within this, there is the judgment of God. In other words, we have to be rejoicing and celebrating within the parameters of God. Who ever told people that we as Christians can have fun and enjoy life? I don't know where we get that. And then the final thing, he says, you remove those things for your life as you rejoice. Let me tell you, If you put poison in your mind, what you read, and you poison your eyes, what you see, pornography that's so prevalent, and you put poison in your mouth with various kinds of addictions, and all of a sudden you've put enough poison in you, or I put enough poison in me, we wonder, why am I not healthy? I wonder why I'm not healthy. You see, that has to become out of us. That's what the fire of God does. We invite Christ to come in our lives. He has to remove a lot of trash, and the best way to get trash is to set it on fire, and that's what the Holy Spirit does when he enters your life and here's my life. That gives us the ability to rejoice. Rejoice. Cliff Barrows, longtime personal friend, member of my church, led music for Billy Graham for many years, did more than that. He was one of the leading administrators and entrepreneur in the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association from the very beginning. Someone asked Billy Graham, who's the greatest Christians you've ever known? He said, my wife, Ruth, and Cliff Barrows. My son, Cliff, is named after Cliff. We don't have any musician in our family, but I think because of that, he became a musician. I don't even understand that. But Cliff told me the story. He said, when I was a young teenager, he said, my dad took me to Yosemite National Park. He said it was a memorable experience. He said a forest ranger took a tour group around. He said he took us all over that park. Told us the history, all the animals, the beauty, the valley, the trees. He said it was a wonderful day I spent touring Yosemite. And he said we got to the end of the day, he took us to a place called Glacier Point. And he said we had our tour group there, and he explained to us, he said, there on a mountain, a cliff, he said it was 1,000 feet high. He said, you'll notice all those coals that are glowing. It was getting almost dark. He said, men have been up there on that cliff burning logs and wood all day long. He said, those coals lined up all the top of that mountain. He said, I want to show you something when the sun goes down. And sure enough, in a few minutes, the sun went down. Everything got dark except for those glowing coals up there at the top of that cliff. And then all of a sudden, a voice came down from the top and said, are you ready? And said, down there, his guide looked up and said, we are ready. Let the fire fall. And Cliff said, these men began to shovel over those coals on that cliff. He said, the minute they hit the cold air, they exploded into flames. And said, we were looking at a wall of fire about 100 yards wide and 1,000 miles down. He said, no one said a word. He said, we stood there in awe and in wonder and amazement. And he said, no one knew what to do because looking at that wall of fire, he said, we thought only of Almighty God. Let the fire fall.
Today's message entitled Stuck in a Rut, and Dr. Ed Young will continue the message in just a moment. But first, Christ's disciples saw him perform miracles, heal people, and teach eternal truth. But they knew it was most important to ask Jesus how to pray. To help bring new power to your own prayer life and to thank you for your support this month, we'd like to send you the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. This resource includes inspirational devotionals from Dr. Young, as well as space to record your prayers and how Christ is responding. It's our hope that the Winning Walk Prayer Journal becomes a treasured record of your time spent with the Lord and that it enriches your prayer life. So please request your journal when you call now and give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yong returns right after this short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yong. Visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Yong. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional when you go to winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now here's Dr. Ed Yong to continue his message, Stuck in a Rut.
Because looking at that wall of fire, he said, we thought only of Almighty God. Let the fire fall. My Heavenly Father, we know your spirit is like a fire, and we pray your spirit will fall on that cold heart, on that confused mind, on that empty life, on that person who's surrendered and caught up in the monotony and boredom or sin. And Lord, may the fire of your word, of your truth, fall in many hearts and lives today and kindle that passion and that fire that's deep within. May they come back alive. Though they're breathing, they've been dead for a while. Lord, resurrect them and give them a purpose by which they can live.
Well, before we leave you today, Dr. Yong is here to answer a couple of questions coming out of the message we've just heard. Dr. Yong, when God lets the fire fall in our life, it's an opportunity to bear witness to Him. How can someone use those moments to reveal God to others?
When you're on a mountaintop many times, that's when fire falls. That's when God comes close to you and you feel the closeness of God and He deals with things in your life that are unseemly, that are broken, and He comes and heals and He gives an intensity to your life. He fills your life with fire. And remember, fire cleanses, fire warms, but fire burns, and fire will hurt you. So fire has a double-pronged meaning. It cleanses and it burns. So when the fire falls, the fire of God in Christ cleanses us. And also after we're cleansed, then it's the fire of God, the Holy Spirit in us, that inspires us to stand for Him and to be on fire for Him. The fire varies in its intensity. Sometimes we're white hot, sometimes we're lukewarm. But as we walk with Him, more and more we are white hot. More and more we see the joy of being on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ and for His Word and for His church. Let the fire fall is what we pray.
Thank you, Dr. Yong. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Yong. We hope you feel encouraged in your own walk with Christ and with your communication with God. And to help you deepen your prayer life even further, we'd like to send you a copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. As you know, time in prayer is as important to your spiritual life as air is to your physical life. And with that in mind, this journal was designed to help you cultivate your prayer time, offering devotionals on prayer from Dr. Young's messages and plenty of space to write down your prayers. The Winning Walk Prayer Journal is our thank you for your gift this month to help share the proven truth of God's Word with you and people around the world. So, request your copy of the Prayer Journal when you call and give. 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Come back next time as Dr. Yong shares more proven truth from God's Word.